Hey, what's up? 101.5 UMFM. Can you hear me, David?
I can hear you, Jared.
So we are now set up. Hell yeah, Winnipeg is ready to take over the airwaves. Pledgerama 2018. Currently, our total sits at $17,449.
Woo! Yeah.
Yes, which means that we are very, very close to the halfway mark on of our goal, and it is day number three and a half, four.
I'd say we're definitely at the halfway mark. I mean, I know my math's a little off, but it sounds a lot closer than you think it is.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot closer. I'm a little tired, man. I'm not very good with numbers either.
Yeah, I know.
Oh.
What's going on over there?
Nothing.
Beeped? You got beep bubs?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, for everyone, all you listeners out there, Jared and I are in two separate rooms right now because we're going to put live bands on the radio, which is, it's going to be a fun time.
Yeah. Should be a fun time, yeah.
You know, Jared, are my levels good in that room? Should I turn up or turn down? Or?
Yeah, no, I think you're pretty good.
Okay, good. Yeah.
Yeah. That's yeah. Cool. You sound good.
Thanks.
Yeah, man. So who you got coming in tonight?
We have two bands, Perception Check, who's just rolling in the door right now.
Okay.
Caleb of Perception Check is on bass, walking through the doors as we speak right now. They're a local, I want to call them a punk rock band, but I think they're just a great bunch of musicians. And then after that, we're going to have a brand new debut, Winnipeg's own Danger Fuzz. This is their first time they've ever played a song live outside of just themselves. So this is like a very unique experience, just putting a band who's never played a show on the radio before. This is their first show.
A UMFM Pledgerama exclusive.
As we do every year, because mm-hmm. that's what Pledge is all about, making weird stuff happen that we can't get away with throughout the rest of the year. Hey, what's up? There he is. Yeah, so I am going to play a few songs of the last couple of months of our live sessions song bank. I don't know if you guys have been on the new webpage, but if you check out our new UMFM webpage, go to the live session section. There's a beautiful layout of pictures and songs that you're able to click on and engage with. And so what I'm about to play is a couple of things that we've done throughout this year here at the station. So, yeah, I think I'm just going to try and play this right now if I can. Did you hear that, Jared?
I did.
Okay, good. Good. So it works. All right. So this is a band from Chicago that came in a couple months ago called Dendrons. They're a three-piece with some weird synthesizers and guitar and bass. You know, just got to throw the synth in there. So anyway, yeah, the next couple songs will be from our live session bank, the vault, so to speak. You can check it out on our UMFM webpage. Don't forget, the number to call for a pledge is 204-474-6610. Call in, ask about incentives, ask about how you can be involved. Don't ask at all, just throw some money our way. we seriously love the fact that you guys are listening right now. So, yeah, I'm going to set up some bands. I'll check you guys back in the next 10 minutes. Welcome to the Pledgerama 2018 of Hell Yeah Winnipeg here in Winnipeg, Manitoba. Thank you.
204-474-6610 is the number to call. Pledge Old Grandma 2018. Winnipeg's own A Topperary. Covering Into the Time. Did you guys hear that? Wait, did you hear that? I had a 14-hour work day. Oh, let's just keep going. Yeah. I had a 14-hour work day and then 3 hours of sleep. Because that's what I do for sandwiches and radio. Radio and sandwiches. I worked on a King of Valentine. Woohoo! Shout out to the King crew. And then I went
home, or I went here. I tried to go here, and I slept for maybe 45 minutes on this couch behind us right here, and tried to go to bed at... When did I try to go to bed? At 4 in the morning, maybe later or so, and I couldn't fall asleep. I slept for 2 hours and just had, like, a very emotional day the next day, maybe because of the lack of sleep. I don't know. But, essentially, I'm back. I'm back for the next 3 hours. For those of you listening at home, I'm talking to Caleb, right? Good. I'm talking to Caleb from Perception Check. They're going to be live in the studio in the next 45 minutes or so, crushing some songs. Yeah, it's going to be a good time. I think it'll be a fun time. Definitely, for sure, a fun time. Behind me, you're going to hear a song from Winnipeg's own Velodrome. Velodrome is a three-piece instrumental band who will literally ride bikes round and round you forever. This song is called Obliviate, and it's off their new album. You should check it out. I recorded it here, live at UMFM, 101.5. Hey everybody, welcome back to Hell Yeah Winnipeg here on the 101.5. Because I like fuzzy stuff, I put some fuzzy music on. I'm sorry, that's not what I really wanted to do. What I did want to do though is introduce you to the band that's coming up. They've never played a show. They've never played any shows. They're nobodies. No, I'm joking. This is gonna be their first show ever live on the radio, which I think is kind of cool. Maybe you think it's cool too. I don't know. But they're coming up in the next 10, 13 minutes or so. I think all of Perception Check is in the house right now. I think I saw Travis kicking around somewhere. So that's pretty cool. For those of you that don't know Perception Check, they just played a killer show at the Cavern. I wasn't there because I wanted to be there because I was here. But I heard it went really well. It was a good lineup anyway. You know what I mean? So anyway, life goes on. Life goes on. And back to more Velodrome. See you back in a bit. Wait, 204-474-6610 is the number to call. Whoa. I'm on live radio. I'm fiddling with knobs. Alright, Pledger Amber 2018, here we go. We'll be right back.
Can you guys hear me? Oh, what we got going on here? Some feedback. What's up, boys? How you guys doing today?
We are doing so
doing great.
Doing so good. Woohoo! Wait on. So, do you guys know why you're here today?
We're here to play songs.
And do you guys know who you are?
We're Danger Fuzz.
We're Danger Fuzz.
And where does that come from? And why do I care?
we were gonna call ourselves. Okay.
Sorry. For everyone listening at home, Danger Fuzz has never played a show. This is the first time that they've played songs outside of, what, a basement, a refrigerator?
Truly
what?
A basement.
Refrigerator.
Well, also a laundry room.
A laundry room.
Yeah.
See, now that's where music is made. So right now we're doing something that I've never done before. Right now we're doing something that you've never done before. We're going to put your band live on the radio without telling anyone anything about it or who you, like, no one knows what you're about to play. I literally heard, like, a song 10 minutes ago.
You heard half a song,
like
there,
a
David.
Quarter, of an eighth of a song.
Oh, man. The suspense is real.
I feel it.
Thank you so much for being on the radio, you dudes. I really, really appreciate it.
Thanks for having us, David.
I think I should just let you play. Or let's just tell everyone why you're here. Because it's Pledge. It's Pledge. 2018 Pledge-O-Rama. Danger Fuzz is in the studio for the first time ever. And the reason they're here, besides it being Pledge, besides it's the first time show ever, is because this is the 1 year or the 1 week of the year where we call out, we reach out, we hug out to the whole community and say, thanks for letting us do our thing. We do our thing because of you. And the number to call is 204-474-6610 to help contribute to that. But what I'm getting at is we can't do it without bands like Danger Fuzz. We can't do it without bands like Perception Check. We can't do it without Max 16 bands that he's in. We can't do it. I was putting together the playlist for tonight, and Mac, you literally are on four of the acts that you guys will be hearing throughout the night. So if anyone needs a drummer, I know Mac's for hire. He's got lots of time to commit.
I got a job at Costco recently. I'm working in the deli. I'm making chickens.
Making chickens happen.
I'm
building chickens.
I don't know what that means.
I think about it.
I probably just lost my job at Costco.
I don't think there's anywhere else to go except for some rock and roll right now. Are you guys able to describe yourselves, or should we just listen?
Fuzzy punk rock.
Fuzzy punk rock.
Yeah.
Max Attack.
Yeah.
All right.
A Mac Vannon special.
Attacking music.
Without further ado, live on radio, 2018 Pledge. This is Winnipeg's own first Danger Fuzz show.
Hello, Winnipeg. We're Danger Fuzz. This song is called Listen. I don't care.
mother. You're my dream killer. You're my mind bender.
That was pretty great.
Thanks, David.
Yeah, man. There's three people on a couch right now smiling behind me. It's a sign. Yeah. There'll be three people at your show.
We got three fans.
We only need three fans.
That's right. Because you guys are a two-piece that makes so much noise. There's no guitar in there. That's just a Fatty McFatFat bass with a guitar amp and a bass amp.
Yeah.
What was that track called there, Danger Fuzz?
That was called Ghostin.
Ghostin?
Ghosting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm starting to understand the lyrics now.
Yeah.
I can relate to that.
We've all been ghosted.
Yeah, share this song with anybody that's ever ghosted you, you know? Like, just feel that.
Share it with the person that ghosted you? Like you're attempting to contact them, yeah. Even though they've established that they don't... That's what ghosting is.
Yeah, that's the whole point.
So you're just needy on the other half.
No, man. Share them with you. This is a big middle finger to those people.
Okay. I'm down with that. That's a lot better. That's an empowering point of view.
Absolutely.
That song clocked in at about 3.5 minutes, and it sounded like it was seriously like it was huge. It was huge.
Oh, my arms are tired.
Max said his hips were hurting the other day when we were practicing it. Like,
I've been building a shed recently with my dad.
As one does.
The one day I took off from building a shed, I went to practice later, and I couldn't play this song because my body was not. Like 8 hours of shed building strong that day. So,
oh man, I've built shelves for 8 hours.
Yeah,
that carpentry life.
Mm-hmm. So I got to read about our swag real quick. Or you know what? You guys have two more songs.
We have two more songs.
Yeah.
Let's do another song because that was really good. I want to keep the momentum. 204-474-6610 is the number, is the call for 2018 pledge. After Danger Fire just kicks your butts a little bit more, I'm going to read about this year's UMFM swag list
because we got some.
And it sounded like it was seriously like it was huge. It was huge.
Oh, my arms are tired.
Max said his hips were hurting the other day when we were practicing it. Like,
I've been building a shed recently with my dad.
As one
and
does.
The one day I took off from building a shed, I went to practice later, and I couldn't play this song because my body was not, like, 8 hours of shed building strong that day. So,
oh, man. I've built shelves for 8 hours.
Yeah.
That carpentry life.
Mm-hmm. So I got to read about our swag real quick. Or you know what? You guys have two more songs?
We have two more songs.
Yeah.
Let's do another song, because that was really good. I want to keep the momentum. 204-474-6610 is the number, is the call for 2018 pledge. After Danger Fire just kicks your butts a little bit more, I'm going to read about this year's UMFM swag list, because we got some cool swag and incentives. Yeah, dudes, play another song.
Yeah, this one's a fun one. It's called It Creeps at Night. Pretty interesting experience of mine I had coming back from a festival, but just listen to it. I'm gonna go
like Pete Simon. Can't seem to run from nothing. I feel it right behind me. If I could cling to something, maybe I would stand by my face. So wasted, I don't even want to see. It's like I'm living in limbo through a rose pink window. Don't let those ghosts inside, just sit tight and take it in stride. Can't seem to run from nothing. I feel it right behind me. If I could play to something, I would set my mind.
Crack. You guys are a little heavier than punk rock.
You think?
Are we?
I think so. That's awesome.
That's why it's dangerous.
What would you what would you call us, David?
Pretty great.
Thank you.
Thanks.
It's kind of sludgy.
Sludge.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. And like the dual vocals are really working on me right now.
Thank you.
You guys should put out a record or something.
Ooh.
That, yeah,
that's not even a jab. That's just a joke because you've never played a show and I have you live on your show.
Thanks. Coming from you, David, I love that. Thank you so much.
Because I record bands?
No, because you're like the nicest guy and I've always looked up to you.
Thanks, man. I feel that vibe.
He's told me that on multiple occasions.
Yeah, it's good. Max, a genuine dude. Okay, now I lost my train of thought because I'm thinking about how to buy him beers and stuff.
Oh, don't do that.
Okay, I will talk about this year's UMFM swag packages. Okay, so what we're doing is we're getting bands on the air, people on the air, everyone on the air to talk about UMFM because we're trying to get donations and pledges in for our pledge drive, which is happening this week, day three. But in order to sweeten the deal, not just, you know, a cheery, warm feeling in your stomachs about, oh, I'm helping a community event and bands, because that's like a Winnipeg way of life. It's like, I'm helping a community event and bands. So UMFM, we just think it's cool to give back at the same time. It starts off at the earliest, or the slowest donation, so to speak, the cheapest donation, if you will, the Winnipeg donation, if you will. UMFM's friends with benefit cards, and that's good for discounts at local businesses all around town. And it's called Friends with Benefits because Well, you know why. We got enamel pins. We have two sweet original metal pins. One's our classic logo, and the other is our 20th anniversary logo, because this year it's 20 years of being a radio station. That's longer than most commercial radio stations have been in existence before. We got a coffee mug, which is not just a coffee mug. It's a sweet, like, sanded porcelain thing. Like, you don't even want to drink out of it because it's so nice and pretty. But the thing that I'm really interested in this year that I will talk about is it's a collaboration with 1882, and that is a local hot sauce contributor, just maker. I don't know. What do you call that stuff?
Developer?
Developer? Yeah, that's like a web thing. Like, if you were to make hot sauce, pop-up shop, local craft sauce.
One sauce individual.
Craftsperson.
Okay, yeah. So we teamed up with 1882 and their hot sauce craft people. And we have our own hot sauce. It's called Radioactive Electric Blue. And it combines locally grown Saskatoons with the peri-peri peppers. It's an organic sweet treat with some heat. It's like there's a party in your mouth and everyone's invited. I think that's one of them.
That's a good commercial right there.
Yeah.
That actually sounds really good.
It does sound really good.
I want to try some.
I was making people try it the other day, and I sold two bottles just because people were like, I like that. I should have brought a hot dog. But we were serving it with cake. So
hot sauce and cake, that's deadly.
Like, we had cake and hot sauce on the same table at our kickoff at the Western Culture Center last week. And everyone's like, can I try the hot sauce? So I got the back end of a fork and dipped it in and made people try it. Because otherwise it was just cake and hot sauce.
Did anyone try it with the cake?
No.
It's unfortunate.
Maybe I wouldn't let anyone. I felt like it was going to be like just like making someone puke and then ruining our birthday party kickoff.
Have you heard of the band Gourmet?
Yeah, I have.
Have you watched any live videos?
Yeah, we watched that yesterday.
Nothing live, but I saw some pics.
Yeah.
Watch some live videos. I think that, you know, everyone could use a little bit of that in their life.
Oh, man. I've seen some pretty weird stuff come out of those guys. I mean, like, grotesque is a way to put it. Over the top is a way to put it. Something I kind of wish I hadn't seen, but definitely happy I did is another way of putting it.
I mean, I had to watch it, but I definitely felt uneasy during the entire live set video.
They had a 12-minute set, yeah. And we got through 7 minutes and 50 seconds of it. And then Tyler's brother walked in the room, and we had to start it over because he wanted to watch it, too.
It's good stuff, you know? Like, it's a little bit of shock rock, right?
Did they need some hot sauce?
You know what? Actually, I think, yeah, they could probably use a little
bit
of hot sauce in
that mixture. It probably would have tasted a lot better with hot sauce.
The way they described my buddies went to that show, and the way they described the room smelling is like dirty cat food. Because I guess they put, like, tuna and, like, a bunch of other, like, beans and stuff like that into one little schlop and then just rub it all over themselves.
Yeah, it looked like a really greasy schlop.
Yeah, that's pretty much the best way to describe it, I would say. Greasy schlop.
Which is fine.
100%.
So you guys got through 7.5 minutes of Gourmet's recorded set and turned it off?
And both of us didn't puke, surprisingly.
We wanted to turn it off. We just did.
Yeah, we had to reset it.
Like, oh, we'll start again. And then I was like, oh, no, I have to go home now. Shameless is on at 10. I gotta get home. It's Sunday, so.
Typical Vannon rituals.
Yeah. Typical. Typical. You guys are like, wow, this is really gross. We should start a band.
Yeah, we
started yesterday. This is our second practice.
Yeah, am I allowed to ask how long this has been going on for?
4 weeks.
Yeah, about that.
Really?
Yeah.
So, like, literally, like as I approached you, you were like, I have an idea.
Yeah, when you sent me the message on Facebook, I was like, yeah, but I got this, like, kind of new thing going, and you're like, of course, let's bring that in.
Cool.
So, this is that.
Yeah, when Mac...
We didn't have a name yet.
Yeah, when Mac approached me on this, he was all like, hey, so David wants us to do a radio show. I'm like, dude, we don't even have a song. And he's like,
agreed.
We can make it work. We can make it work. It'll be fine, you know. So here, we kind of wrote 3 songs for this show.
This next song we're about to play is a bit of a telling of how we were created and formed. It's
bit of a story or a fable.
Yes. You might have heard it in some sort of children novel.
Yeah. Just reminisce of the days of 1391.
In September, specifically.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that relatable year and month.
Yeah, it's called September 1391.
Hell yeah, right on. Well, I'm just going to say the number to pledge one more time before you guys roll out. That's 204-474-6610. Our goal is 36G. We're coming in hot around 17, 18 thou. And, man, it'd be really fun if we hit that 20,000 mark by the time the night's over tonight, I tell you. So, without further ado, once again, for your Christian first-time listening ears, experience, and pleasure, Christianed, sorry, Danger Fuzz, here you are on Hell Yeah Winnipeg, 101.5, live.
September 1391, two demons were risen from hell by Satan. Their names were Tyler and Mackenzie. They had one mission: to play on a very specific radio broadcast in Winnipeg for a certain pledge-o-rama about 700 years later. And about 700 years later, David sent Mac a DM and said, "Hey, would you want to play on the radio?" And Mac said, "Yeah, sounds fun." Set, like, everyone donated.
stuff in the back. But Mac was like, no, like, we appreciate it, but we're kind of in a hurry. We gotta go. And he's like, nope, totally cool. I understand completely. Thanks for coming. See you guys next time you're in Winnipeg. And so then Danger Fuzz got into their 2015 Dodge Grand Caravan and set off on the highway back to hell. Thanks for having us. UMFM, Pledgerama, we're Danger Fuzz. I'm Mac. Tyler's ripping the bass. I'm on drums. Donate.
Yeah. All right. We got coffee in the back. You guys should stay and hang out.
Yeah, I think we might chill for a bit.
Yeah, we'll chill.
No, that was awesome. That was awesome. Winnipeg's own Danger Fuzz, first and foremost in the studio. Thank you so, so much.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, seriously. Thank you so much, David.
Let's just talk a little bit here for 1 second, because we have time. So Actually, come in here and talk to me about it. I'm going to play a song. Perception Check is going to set up. I just want to talk to you guys for a second because you're awesome.
Sounds great.
Just talk to you soon.
Thanks.
Welcome back to you, Hell Yeah Winnipeg, here on the 101.5. You can play that. That's fine. That's fine. You can't hear me. Okay. You can hear this a little bit, probably. That's about as much as you guys can hear. Those mics aren't going to work.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry, guys. This is the only mic that's going to work. It's a college community campus radio station. This isn't CJOB 101.5, you guys.
Sounds like you guys need some money.
Sounds like we need some money. 204-474-6610, the number is to call. That's the only number to call, or call 911 to report a wonderful crime happening. Live radio. It's a crime every day, what we get away with here. In the studio, Perception Check is setting up to rip it up. Well, one of them has their headphones on. Setting up to rip it up. I got live in the studio with me, Tyler and Mac, also known as Myler and Tack, my two friends. Miley and Tack. Yeah, man, thanks you so much for being in the studio with me right now. Do you guys have anything to say to all the people who listened to you just now?
Thanks for donating, Mom.
Also, shout out to Tina Vannon. I saw those texts. You know, this one's for you.
Yeah, Tina. Can't do this without you, Vannon. Oh, wait, that's your mom.
No, Tina's my sister.
Oh, okay.
My mom's name is Dorothy.
Because I know your last name, so I was putting the pieces yeah. together. You guys sitting on one chair right now?
Yeah.
You can sit on my lap, too. It's okay.
No, that's cool. Now you're sitting on two chairs, Mac.
Yeah.
Because Tyler has a chair.
Tyler, chair boy.
Chair boy in the house. Perception check, getting ready to rip it up. I talked about the hot sauce. I talked about the coffee mug. I talked about the pins. Two amazing new T-shirts. Oh. Yeah, man. One's a three-quarter leaf sleeve baseball tee. Featuring artwork courtesy of the excellent local designer Kevin Musden. The other is a classic black tee featuring the 20th logo, 20th birthday year anniversary logo designed by Mr. Mulligan. Mr. Mulligan makes a lot of posters around town. You guys familiar?
Okay. Posters? Who's that?
Like everyone that you've ever seen from Winnipeg. Yeah, you have.
I wonder if I've ever been on.
If you'd know. Well, actually, good. That's a good point. I don't know if you know.
I'm a bass player. I typically don't get television.
Yeah. We're playing a show. Rehearsals this time. That's it. That's it. Try to play the right notes. You can't make up anything original. I feel like that's what being a bass player can be sometimes. Like, the songs are written, just make them sound full.
Yeah.
You know?
Fill it in. Reality of it, yeah.
Fill it in.
It can be.
Fill it in.
And on top of the t-shirts, we have a hat. We've always wanted to do a hat. It actually says that right here in the script. We've always wanted to do a hat. And I know it's actually true. It's charcoal gray with a snapback, and it's got a 20th birthday patch on the front. You can put pins on it if you want to add to it. Maybe an enamel pin that you got in your swag pack. We take cash, check, money order, Visa, debit, pre-authorized, monthly credit cards, babies, anything you want to give us, we will take it and roll with it. All of your incentives have to be ready and at the station before the show begins. So, you know, I'm just saying. Pledge now. Pledge now. Pledge right now. Is perception check rolling? No, not really. Hey, check. Can you hear me? Wait, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, sweet. Behind you, there's an amp device. You have to turn off the blue button on the rack in between the two dials.
Oh, I turned it on.
Okay, then turn it off again.
Oh, is it off? Is it the bay ringer?
Yeah, can you hear it through the speakers in the room? Can you hear me talking through? Okay, great. Then leave it off. Leave that crap off, man.
Leave it off.
Cool. How much longer do you guys need to set up your jazz machine?
How much longer do you need, Trav? 2 minutes.
Okay, cool. I'm going to play a 5-minute song. I'm going to put you on the radio
five
after.
5 minutes.
Yeah.
5 minutes. Can't play 5 minutes.
Okay, I'm going to play a 3-minute song then.
There we go. 3-minute song.
3-minute song, and you guys are on the radio live. Perception check. God. Winnipeg Zone. Thank you so much for being part of this night. 204-474-6610. Here's a band, man. Okay. We'll be right back. Riley. That was Winnipeg's own Death Cassette with a track they called Regrets. They came in, what, 3-4 weeks ago and did a live session here at the 101.5. Everything you're hearing in between bands, in between banter, in between my awesome nervousness is live sessions recorded here at the station.
Oh,
who said that?
Oh,
I know who that is. I mean, I just met him a couple weeks ago myself. Another band who has done a wonderful live session here at the 101.5. Whose voice is this?
This is Carson Mouthy of Perception Check.
How do you say your last name?
Mouthy.
Your last name is Mouthy.
My last name is Mouthy.
You're pretty mouthy, Mouthy.
Hey.
Anyway.
Get a round of applause to David Summer, everybody.
Thanks. Okay, so you guys are going to have pretty much the exact same headphone mix that the last band had.
Perfect.
In between songs, if you guys want to be like, I could really use more of this or less of that, I'd appreciate that.
Well, they didn't have guitar, did they? So I could use some of that.
They do not.
Okay, so, hey, there you go.
Or, no, they do now, actually.
Oh, nice. Oh, you joined the band?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, that's some good improv.
Like we're on the Fender right here.
Okay,
Fender Bender.
Good, Fender Bender.
Who are you? Why are you here?
We are Perception Check, and we're here because you asked us to come here, and we said, you know what? Yeah, I listen to UMFM 101.5 every day of my life, and I think they need more money. They need more money there at U of M, so we wanted to come help out.
Cool.
I also hold a degree in U of W, and let me tell you, I just wish I went to U of M.
On that note...
How's that for a plug?
Not bad. Just to remind everyone listening at this particular moment, 204-474-6610 is the number to call.
What's that number again, David?
204-474-6610.
Wow.
I did it. I did it. Okay, you guys want to play a song on the live air radio thing?
Well, Caleb's shaking his head no.
Oh, man. So. Okay, we can just talk about board games for the next half an hour if you want.
Yeah.
What do you want to bless us with here?
Well, this one goes out to all the healthcare cuts we've been experiencing. You know, you might be thinking, why would they do that? Is it to save money? Well, not really. It's we think it's because they want to outlive the poor.
Crap. Seriously?
Seriously.
That was awesome.
Seriously, they want to outlive the poor. Yeah.
That was awesome.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, man. I was just like commenting to the guys in the room here. It's like that was the smoothest intro I've ever heard. That was awesome.
Well, we are professional bands.
Profesh. So you guys just did a show at the Cavern, right?
Yeah.
A headlining spot?
Yeah, that's the mark of a professional band, when you play at the Cavern.
When you play last at the Cavern. That, yeah. that is definitely a mark.
That's how you know you made it.
Not second, not first, but...
Last.
Headlining. Yeah. Everyone gets a beer.
Third place is what we call it.
Third place.
Yeah.
Third from the top.
That's right. Yeah, it was a good show. Suburban Hypocrites were there. Travis's, our drummer's other... first band. His first band. His number one priority band. They were great. They're always great. And they had the Mandy's as well, mm-hmm. which is kind of like a Misfits, like kind of like that kind of horror pop punk type deal. Very good. Very mm-hmm. awesome. Mm-hmm. They asked us to play. And they humbled us because, how do you compete with such two awesome, lovely local bands?
You just got to throw in your towel hat.
Yeah, towel hat. You have to throw it in.
We are Perception Check.
And we're done. We quit. This is our farewell tour, actually, right here, is it?
The UMFM is pretty far out here. It's kind of like a tour. It's like you're driving out to a tour.
Yeah. Yeah, I just want to give a round of applause to everyone that drove out long distances to be here. We're talking about Perception Check. We're talking about Caleb Schellenberg. He had to walk at least 5 blocks.
Let's get Caleb a new pair of shoes. Yeah. The number to call, 204-474-6610.
Hey!
For every pledge over $25 in the next, let's say, hour.
Gets Caleb new shoes.
I'm going to put down $5 towards buying Caleb a new pair
of
shoes.
Oh, my God. That's a lot of shoes.
So, basically, it's going to be $25 pledges, actually $20, and baby gets a new pair of Crocs.
Hey, good.
It's going to be a good time. Okay, so you guys got some songs. I'm going to let you just play for like 2 songs back to back.
Sure.
Talk in between if you want. Say what you got to.
Yeah.
But,
I will ask David, I get a little bit of guitar? I don't think I'm getting anything from the Fender in here. So that's okay. I mean, the people don't need to hear it, but I need to hear it.
Yeah, is there any other level issues before you get going?
No, we're all good.
Trav's
shaking his head.
Caleb shaking his booty.
That's right, baby.
Right on.
All right, this one goes out to Alberta and Saudi Arabia. It's called Oil.
Find the circle, square peg. You found that circle, so put in the square peg.
You know it's hopeless, so you'll do it anyway. You know it's hopeless, so you'll try it anyway.
Hey, welcome back on the 101.5 Perception Check in the house.
In the house. You live here.
Man, that was crazy. That was so good. I was just talking to Danger Fuzz about it, and I was like, you know, they're like a punk band, but they're not, because, like, you guys, it's really crunchy. It's really fat.
We're a crunch punk band.
Crunch
punk. Crunch punk.
Nicely done.
It's like Raisin Bran Crunch, but Perception Check instead of Raisin Bran.
Oh, I thought you were making a crust punk joke.
Well, yeah, I mean, we shower, so we can't quite call ourselves crust punks. So.
That's why you're crunch punk.
Yeah, we're crunch punk.
It's kind of like fitness punk, like crunch punk.
Yeah, like honey clusters.
Honey, I clustered the punks.
Yeah.
What was that song called, man?
That one was called Make It Fit. It's actually off of our newer EP. I wouldn't call it new because it was out for a while, but our new EP.
What's it called?
It's called Manitoba Uberalis. It's a love letter to our provincial government. So if you want to get angry about Pallister, pick that up.
Yeah. I generally do, actually.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That's that guy is an awful man.
Wait, what are you guys' thoughts on the Portage of Maine opening?
Open it because it's a safety issue, and we need people to get across there safely without having to go down underground.
Well, yeah, they got to redo the barricades. They got to open it kind of anyway, but they can put some aesthetical infrastructure for people with legs.
Exactly. They're already spending a shit ton of money just to keep it closed by fixing the barricades. That's ridiculous.
Right. I heard it's a $5 million price tag.
Yeah, whatever.
So why not spend the extra $25
million? Hey, how much was the stadium here at U of M?
I would say everyone in Winnipeg paid for it.
Yeah.
Every single person.
$200 million.
Yeah.
And we're arguing about $6 million for opening up a goddamn intersection.
And also, don't buy new pets. Go down to the shelter.
Yes,
and get one for
go
$60.
Down to the shelter.
Seriously, that bugs me so much. $800 or... Well, actually, it doesn't really matter, because, like, if you want a brand new pet, you should be able to get a brand new pet.
Yeah.
But there's lots of pets.
Just don't mill them.
474-6610 is the number to call. I want to talk about the history of UMFM here, just real quick, before you guys kick off into your song. UMFM has been around since 1998. That is 20 years. If you've ever gone to an event that we promoted, just show us some support back our way, and we'll give you incentives. Incentives start officially at $25, then $50, $75, $101.50. I hope you guys can all catch on to what that is. $150 and $250. The $150 and the $250 are just doubles of themselves, but you get both shirts and the hoodie. The hoodie is the coveted thing, and the golden ticket. Do you guys know what the golden ticket is?
What's the golden ticket, David?
What's the golden ticket? The golden ticket is you get your name into a draw, and you get free entry to a venue in Winnipeg for a year.
All of our shows.
All of your shows. So it'd be the Daughter, the Goodwill, West End, the Park. It doesn't matter. You will be on the guest list every single show that happens that year. It's a pretty good one. So what do you guys got next for us here?
You know, we're all on the topic of angry politics. I think this is the title track off of our EP. It's Manitoba Uberalis. Because I think we're angry about it. Let's do it. Let's channel some of that rage.
You have 11 minutes to do whatever you want.
Oh my God! Play 8 songs.
All right.
Costa Rica. Soon I will be prime. You're right.
care will seek the way. Privatizing your health today. A new bomber stadium for you. Your news will learn nothing. And I'll make sure they're angry too. Manitoba, Uberalis, Manitoba, Uberalis, Uberalis, Manitoba, Uberalis, Manitoba. Why don't you listen? Gonna control you? Do you think that's natural? Made us by the master race. What the fuck is wrong with your face? Open your eyes, it's happening here. Teddy Buckleman hates the queers. Pushing the ballot, but I'm not sad. Fall in line or you fall in line or you play. Manitoba, Uberalis, Manitoba, Uberalis, Uberalis, Manitoba, Uberalis, Manitoba. Can you still afford that Benzie? You too will meet the corporate police. They'll starve you and they'll steal your niece. Go quietly to the camp. I'll give you a gun. Don't you warrior fight for a cause? Stuffing stomach deals, white big boss. Zion Bayer's poison gas. Send the private corporation plans. Making money for a premier pollster. Making money for a premier pollster. And all the friends of Brian Nelson. Uberalis, Manitoba, Uberalis, Manitoba, la, 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 la.
You know, I'm all for being a sub every now and then, but man, Pallister supporters, they take love and abuse to a whole new level.
Oh, so you think so, eh?
Oh, yeah. This one's called Rats.
Okay, cool. 204-474-6610 is the number to pledge. A Sword Hour has their pledge show up next at 8 o'clock. I'm really excited for that. Jeremy just stuck his head in the door and said, "You guys are awesome."
He said, "Get those guys off the air. Because,
and onto my show."
Yeah.
He said, "Play more."
Okay.
So on that note, play more.
All right.
What you see? Do you see all those little rats scurrying and scratching against the concrete walls? I'm not the beat of the kind of bars, unaware of the rules. Do they even know what it means to be? What it means to be free? All of them are looking for a way out. All they want to see on the way out. It's gonna show them all the way out. Will they find it? What do we really want? What can we see? Us living beings on God away.
thanks.
Hot dog, hot sauce, peri peri, Saskatoonberry. Right on. Perception check, live in studio, 101.5. Thank you so much for being here and blessing the airwaves.
Hey! Hey!
What?
Are we done?
Oh, yeah, you're so done.
Oh, my God.
Because a Sword Hour is up next.
Yeah.
Jeremy's just in the room. He was saying that you guys sound great. I think everyone else listening at home is the same. I think we've brought in, like, $300-$400 in the last hour, everyone.
So, oh, my God. That's really cool. Thank you. That's Caleb's really getting cool. Some new shoes.
Getting some new Crocs for baby.
Yeah.
Right on. I'm going to throw up some talkback music
here.
Throw
up the horns, you know what I mean?
Throw some talkback music for everyone to hang out to. A Sword Hour up next. Thank you so much for being a part of the show, Perception Check.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much for being part of the show, Danger Fuzz.
Thanks.
Hey, there's someone. 204-474-6610, once again, is the number to call. Pledge your support. Pledge your ever-dying soul to UMFM, because that's what we do all
year
long.
I've already done it.
You don't have a soul.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
I'm going to play a song, and then Assorted Hour is up next for their 2018 edition of Assorted Hour. Take care.
Pledge-O-Rama, UMFM's annual listener funding drive, is on now and runs until 8 p.m. on Friday, October 19th. Our goal this year is to raise $36,000 in 1 week, and we can only do it with your pledge. So call 204-474-6610 now or visit umfm.com to make a pledge online. The great, diverse programming you enjoy year-round can only happen with your help, and we're asking for it right now. As a thank you for your pledge, we've got our usual assortment of wonderful incentives, including a brand new UMFM coffee mug, a custom UMFM hot sauce put together by our friends at the 1882 Fruit-Based Hot Sauce Company, new UMFM hats and hoodies, and the latest two UMFM shirts, one from a talented local artist, Kevin Modzin, and the other a special 20th anniversary shirt by our old